welcome to Aspire. I'm your host, Gregory Pinn, and this Aspire podcast is being recorded and aired for May 25th, 2024. We're going to go into something I am asked many, many times in many, many different ways, and I don't mind answering the question. The only problem is it's probably boring to hear me say the same old over and over again, but there's only one answer. So this comes from Kay in Los Angeles. She listens to us on these podcasts here at aspire.org. She says every day, so I'm grateful. There's enough here for you to listen to every day for years. And she asked this question. She said, how do I not live the body? How do I not live the body? And what she means is live from it and live in the mischief of it. And so I'll try to answer this once again, hopefully more succinctly. And I want you to understand that I need forgiveness on this. This is why I always ask at the end of every program, please forgive me. Because I may not be able to answer the question in the acuity that you asked it from. So you have to forgive my acuity for not being able to satisfy you or help you in some way. But I will do my best. The human body, you have to be aware of it. You have to have some sense of science about it. And if you don't understand its workings, how it works, the way it works, and even why it works the way it does, it will always be a tremendous mystery to you. It will be something that you live from but don't know how it works or what to do with it in most cases. And people don't really want to know, I have found out. They just want to go on and on the way they're going, hoping that their bodies will not betray them. But here is the gig, okay, the truth. Your body is a pleasure pain machine, and it lives in the beginning years of our life as a toy. It's nothing but a pleasure machine. We learn how to like different foods. We learn how to like different emotional patterns and emotional impulses. We get involved, of course, in sex. We get involved then as it goes down the line into vengeance and pride and vanity. All of these things come from the human carcass. And we start to live our life totally and completely by building a logic and a reasoning around the human impulses so we can have more of them, more of the pleasant ones, and not so much the ones that are painful. Now, I was reading an article in The Guardian the other day about death, and it's a wonderful article if you can get a hold of it. It's really wonderful. It talks about how science is finally, they're behind in many, many ways because of their empirical point of view about how they gather information. But what they were talking about is at the point of death and after, the brain continues to function, and that there is something that is separate from the brain, the body, the organ. It's called, and they gave it the word, consciousness. Now, that is an amazing admission for a lot of scientists. And now a whole new field is opening up about death, the body, and how it works as far as consciousness is concerned. And we in the, what shall we say, transformational world have talked about consciousness for decades. So it is wonderful that we're beginning to merge a little bit with the idea that there is something more to the body than its impulses and the thoughts we have around those impulses. So when you start to look at your life from the point of view of how you function with it, it is going to be the great betrayer of your life, because after a certain point, all of the things that we did that impulsed us to pleasure ourselves will now become the enemy of our body. The people enjoyed smoking and eating terrible food that had all sorts of chemicals in it, and fast food and all that other good stuff that we all like. We learned that the taste that we have for these kinds of things eventually turn on us, and they become a matter of our health. So the reason I bring this up, Kay, is because until you are totally convinced that your body is going to turn on you or has turned on you, you won't really want to develop any sense of consciousness. You will be subjected to the biology of you, and that is as far as it will ever go. And that's just the way people are. I can't get you off that dopamine. I really can't. I can't get you off the way you have fired off your synapses to want and desire objects, people, things, the pleasures of your life. And of course, everybody's talking about the idea, is pleasure bad? Everything is middle. You have to walk in the middle way. You have to think of your body this way, Kay. You have to think of it as a petulant child. And you must do the things that help the child, but don't reward it with pleasures that would demean it or cause sickness or pain and sorrow in the future. You have to always be aware to live in the world, but not let the world live in you. You have to be aware of what health concerns you might have. Even though the body is saying, I want this, I want this, I want that, I don't like vegetables, or whatever, you know, whatever. You have to understand this is the way the human body works. So when you understand how to live in the balance of living both psychologically and physiologically in the world, but not let the world live in you, that's when something of the other shore will begin to grow and expand. And then you will start to realize that it's more important to have a good, healthy attitude about your body through the state of consciousness and not the mind that is obsessed, and that's the only way I can say it, obsessed with the idea of comfort and pleasantries and trying to get some sort of gratification for everything it does. Because in the end, Kay, it's going to turn on you, and it's going to make a huge dent in your life where you will only be living for the health of the body or trying to get it healthy instead of living for the sake of awakening into consciousness. And you can do this. Anybody can do it. It's just a matter of the big D word, discipline. We don't like the idea of disciplining our appetites, our emotional, psychological, and physiological appetites. We just don't like that idea. So we try to ignore it and think, well, you know, I'll deal with it later, or it won't happen to me. But eventually, the body does happen to you. It really will. And whether you know it or not, that's the way it's going to be. And you're going to have to look at your life from a different perspective. Will that happen? I don't know. You know, with my students, no. They are stuck in their bodies. They're stuck in the concern of their bodies because when they were younger, they didn't take care of them. And now it's catch-up time, and they're trying to take care of them as they grow sicker and sicker and move into death. And I understand that, and I try to help them with that. But by that time, the body has taken over, and there you are. How much time can you give to the development and maturity into consciousness? Not much. Not much. You're going to doctor's appointments all the time. Anyway, I hope that helps you, Kay. And I'll talk about your other question another time, and I'll announce it, okay? It's a good question. Thank you for listening. And as always, my dear ones, please forgive me. Namaste.